In the final 2 weeks of March, 10 million Americans filed for unemployment. But economists say we are just seeing the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the collapse of the labor market. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger joins us live. Jill, how bad might things get?
It is really rough out there. And the reason is quite clear. And that is that, you know, we have essentially 9 out of 10 Americans sheltering in place. And that also means that our economic output is really dropping pretty dramatically, probably by a quarter at least. And so it looks like the next few weeks are going to be very bad for the labor market. We are going to see millions of more people claim unemployment benefits. You know, when we talk about the last 2 weeks, say, of March with 10 million claims made, that doesn't include all the retailers who furloughed their employees in April. So I think that the numbers are going to get worse before they start to actually get better.
We've heard the president say that once this is over, the economy, just like that, will recover. It will zoom ahead. How long might it take to recover from this kind of damage?
I don't know. We haven't been here before. And I really want to put that in perspective when I say that, because the reality is we just have never seen a sudden stop for the economy that has occurred essentially over the course of 30 days. Now, that said, if you talk to economists like I do every single day, the numbers are all over the place. So some are saying, hey, you know what? It's going to be a bad first or second or third quarter. By the end of the year, things look better again. And others say, forget about 2020. 2020 is just going to be wiped out. Hopefully we start to recover more fully in 2021. We don't know. Remember, what are they doing? They're basing their projections on some factors that are economic, but some of them are epidemiological factors, and they don't know how that's going to spread. They don't know if there's going to be a double dip. So here's what I do know. It's bad in 2020. It's going to get worse in the next few weeks. If you have a job that is secure, the best advice I can give you is make sure you've got that emergency reserve fund built up, 6 to 12 months of your living expenses in a safe place. And don't worry too much about the outstanding debt you have right now. Right this moment, this is triage. You go figure out what your monthly expenses are. The food is obviously the most important, but beyond that, there's everything that is negotiable. So please be careful and go back to basics.
Jill Schlesinger, you stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.